I'm sending those dick pics to you just to you. I don't want some random guy or gal looking at them. I'm sending them straight to you. And I've worked really hard on them just to get the right lighting and angle to be impressive. So...
All right, welcome back, all you dum-dums. We got Rad Troy here again with us this week. Really busy and hanging out. We didn't put an episode out last week. I had a whole bunch of stuff going on. Lucas still isn't back yet and finally getting back into it and just hanging out. So I don't know, man. It's been a hot one. It's supposed to get into 97 today at like 5 o'clock, trying to figure out what to do with these kids so they don't die of heat exhaustion inside the apartment.
Buy a fan.
We have fans. It just moves hot air around. It's like a convection oven inside my apartment.
Put a bucket of dry ice in front of your fan, or even just a bucket of
cold water,
ice water there. And, yeah, go full swamp cooler with it.
I thought about making one the last time that we had this heat wave when it was in the triple digits, but I just never did. I was too lazy.
What you should do is, I mean, get one of those kiddie pools, fill it up with water, and just like have like a pool party in the living room, like while you watch TV and shit.
I'm sure my downstairs neighbors would love that.
Well, there you go. So everyone's cool with it.
But no, I was reading on the internet, right? So, and that's, I texted you. I don't know if I texted you or maybe we were just talking about it, but the AI computer that the government has that can predict the future, apparently. And you're calling it the prediction computer?
Yeah, future computer, prediction computer.
Whatever
you want to call it. From 2001.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean,
I think that's still pretty crazy. Like and I know that we've talked about AI on previous episodes, but this is like big scale, being able to predict a future, Minority Report, eagle eye type thing. And I don't really understand it. I don't understand it.
So what I have read about it is it's not so much what it's doing is it's got a mathematical algorithm, the world or specific areas, depending on what they're trying to find out.
Yeah.
And it goes, okay, so say there's some random ballistic, more activity at ballistic missile test site, right?
Yeah.
So this computer looks at it, looks at previous data it has from this site and says, okay, yes, that is an abnormal amount. And the previous times there was an abnormal amount, we tested a ballistic missile. So we predict that there will be a ballistic missile test according to previous information in 2 days.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of what it is. But at the same time, kind of nerve-wracking. Like you went eagle eye with it. I was thinking Winter Soldier with the helicarriers, like,
yeah,
targeting people's faces and like this person has this percent chance of being a terrorist, we're taking them out kind of deal.
Well, yeah, and I think America is one of the few like modern countries that doesn't have like CCTV on street corners, because I know that they have it in China. I know that they have it in England. And when you combine those two different things, like, I know, what are we really looking at?
So having been in South Korea for COVID thing, they're monitoring people's phones. We had CCTV where, like, it was insane. And I know Japan has CCTV, haven't been stationed there. You're right. When I was in China, CCTV everywhere. We are the few countries that do not actually have it.
Yeah.
And we actually have it more than you might think. Traffic cameras.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's not ATMs, like it's running 24/7 on that street corners and whatnot either.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. And that's like the other thing that I said.
Don't tell me that you think that traffic cameras.
Oh, yeah. They're running all the time looking at people and seeing who goes through there. It's just not if you run a red light, they're going to take your picture.
Yeah, no, those things are run all the time.
Yeah, but that's like the thing that I sent you. What was it when they tested the 5G and supposedly sent out all this emergency broadcast network, whatever it is. It's like the second test that they've done of this entire system for TVs, cell phones, all this other stuff. And that's one of the things that they were talking about. Like, if you opt into it, they could, when you hit okay, they have access to your phone, so they can get your fingerprints, they can get your facial recognition, they can get into your phones and all that other nonsense. So I don't know what like the bigger picture of it is.
Well, and first off, I want to say fuck you, by the way, for that.
Did you turn your phone off?
You sent it to me on the 11th. I was work. I could not watch the video until I got home that evening on the 11th and watched it. And then I was like, I should have my phone off the entire day. And I would never check my phone if someone had texted me with a video telling me to turn off my phone. So thanks for making me feel paranoid.
Hey man, I'm here for you. Here for you on that one.
But yeah, no. So the thing about that is, again, doing a little bit of research. I actually did do research this time, shockingly. Yeah. it wasn't testing the 5G or anything like that. It's government alerts. So the whole point of it is like the emergency management program where the government could be like, oh, hey, this is happening, or you know, if you're in this area, be cautious of this, so on and so forth. If you're signed up for it, I've never got the option to sign up for it. I didn't get a message on the 11th.
Did you? Yeah, me neither. No, I didn't, but I didn't opt in either. I know that Facebook had put something out and you had to go to a website to put in your phone number to opt in and sign up for it. But I don't know. I didn't do it. I didn't get nothing. I didn't see nothing on the TV or on my phone or anything.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's the government sending out a message just to test the system. Apparently, according to the video you sent me, I don't know the source, the guy's name or anything, but yeah. what it is apparently it can activate some chip in there that gives them the ability to take pictures with your camera.
Yeah,
access your text messages or calls, any phone activity that you use. So
yeah,
all your Pornhub interests, you know, all that fun stuff.
Whatever you type in is now accessible by the government.
Yes. Now, me not being a very technological tech savvy guy.
There you go.
Yes. It's got more than two syllables. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know how true that is. He was talking about some specific chip in your phone. I don't know how true that is because I don't know that stuff. But, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of funny that you sent me that information about this God's Eye, Eagle Eye, future prediction machine. And then a couple days later, this messing up the government going into your phone. I may not be a smart man, Jetty, but I do know what 2 and 2 is.
Yeah, no, it's the Global Information Dominance Experiments that took place in March 22nd to the 23rd of 2021. That's what we started this with. But it's like, this is the third time that they've done it. And like what you were talking with NORAD and NORTHCOM, it's designed to benefit the United States and Canada, the respective military departments, service branches, as well as combatant commands and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, no, it's pretty nuts, man.
So if they're starting shit and they're looking to predict future incidents, all right?
Yeah.
And then say that this mass text thing was to get people's information, at what point does it stop? I mean, the whole Patriot Act. Phone calls that can muster. Like, are we going into like minority report things where it's like, you know, we talked about it before on the cannibalism episode about like thought crimes. At what point do you come home from work, especially like someone like you or me, right? We're in the military. We have a shitty day. We should have messaged off to, you know, a family member or whatever. Yeah,
or each other. Yeah, whoever.
And we're just like, fuck this. I hate the military, yada, yada, yada. Can't wait to get out, so on and so forth. At what point do they start looking at that and go, oh, that's a possible threat?
I mean,
even though it's mundane and it's like, say it's between me and you, like, I know that you just had a shitty day and you're just venting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, these folks that are running this thing, like, what is their definition of a possible threat?
That's a good question, too, because, like, if you're leaving it up to other people's interpretation of what you're saying or the perception of someone else to look at your message or your attitude or whatever else is going on when you're just trying to get something off your chest, either to your wife, your friend, whomever that you're talking to, it's kind of like you look at big picture type thing and you want to understand like why or what all is going on, but there's so much stuff that is kept behind closed doors and not open. And maybe it's to not instill fear or keep people in the dark because they don't have a need to know of what's going on. But you have all these people, and a lot of the conspiracies that come from it are just people's thoughts and ideas of how we think we should do certain things. And like what you're saying, like the thought police, who knows, man? It's out there.
Well, and if it's someone's determining whether that your bad day text to me is a threat, who's determining that? And that kind of goes into, I know I'm rabbit holing here. I'm doing the low-key time branch and just keep jumping off. But that also goes into like the whole fucking First Amendment thing, free speech. Who determines hate speech? What's the definition of hate speech? You know what I mean? Like, it is a personal opinion thing that should not be a personal opinion thing. You either are free to do what you are allowed to do,
or you're not. Yeah.
There's set rules for a reason, and it's weird. And the other thing that upset is, so if they're going to be monitoring all that stuff, like, I'm sending those dick pics to you just to you. I don't want some random guy or gal looking at them. I'm sending them straight to you. And I've worked really hard on them just to get the right lighting and angle to be impressive. So I didn't dream it. That shit shows up on Pornhub, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Or I at least want some money like I have an OnlyFans or anything, because no one's subscribing to mine. I'm telling you that much.
Yeah, you got to get some type of kickback for that.
Exactly.
But yeah, did you watch the whole video that I sent you, though, about the military training that they're doing in New York also, the Task Force 46 that's made up of all the reserve army components?
I did not get that message about that, but I did hear about it.
Okay. Yeah, no, in the video, they were having this big, and the only reason I really bring this up is because I know that you have gone to school for this and the disaster relief and whatnot, but they're doing a mass biological nuclear training where if a nuclear bomb hit New York or hit an urban area, that they were going through the subways and showing, doing the training on how to do the decontamination and getting ready for whatever's on the horizon. And it all leads back, like, what's really going on or what's happening, because you have this guide experiments that are trying to predict the future of nuclear bombs or biological terrorists or ship movements. And that's one of the things that came out of the guide experiments, is that they were able to predict ship movements in different countries to give people a heads up of what's going on. And then you have this conspiracy of the weather, not the weather alerts, but the emergency alerts, trying to track people's phones or get information from people. And then you have the government doing training on how to combat a nuclear or biological attack on American soil. So,
all right. So before I jump into this, I want to apologize to the listeners or whoever's watching or whatever. that we didn't forewarn them to get their aluminum foil hats out or to smoke a weed paranoid into this. But yes, I did go to school for, and that was my expertise. That's how I ended up doing the whole COVID thing for CBR, or now CBRN. They added there for nuclear because their attacks are radiological at this point. So again, that kind of falls into the same thing of, like, this was all within a week that all this stuff came out. So
yeah,
what are they prepping for? I mean, it's good to be prepped for that stuff.
Like, yeah,
again, that was my job up in South Korea, because we're so close to North Korea and there's tensions going on. The Korean War hasn't officially ended.
Yeah.
And Kim Jong-un, a little angry man, is still testing all that stuff. So
I thought he died.
I don't know. I might be confusing him with his dad. So there's like Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong, like there's all of them. But no, yeah, he did not die. He disappeared for a while.
And okay.
When I was up there, and actually it was a big deal about, like, okay, what's going to happen? Is the sister going to take over, which is like Kim Jong Kim, I guess. I don't know. Is she going to take over? Are they going to allow her to take over because of the culture up there? She's female, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But I digress. What is going on that all these things are going on at once? Now, again, as far as them training in New York for a nuclear attack, good, awesome. I feel as though that should have been held in private.
Well, I mean, I think that it was. I think that they just wanted to get like a, I feel like if anybody attacked us, it would be New York, LA, any of the Seattle, any of the big major cities, Miami, where a lot of commerce comes through, or a lot of people are, that they could have the biggest impact. You know, the whole big 9/11 conspiracy that people talk about is that one of the reasons they did that is because they knew that they're going to get a lot of people. 9/11 is a totally different topic, but like there's reasons behind they do the trainings in the areas that there are. It really does. Like the government supposedly has an early warning defense system, this guide thing. We have, what do you call it, bases in other places. You know, it's like a sister from another mister, but we have bases all over the place that can be able to detect when missile strikes go off as you crack another hard seltzer. Truly is not a sponsor, but if you want to sponsor us, Rad Troy will drink them all day long. What is that? Grape flavor? Cherry? Black cherry?
Black cherry.
What is a black cherry? I know we're getting off topic here, but what the fuck is a black cherry?
It's, oh my God, I don't want to even go. I was about to crack up. Yeah.
Nobody has any idea. It's not a natural fruit. Like, it's just some flavor that they put together and like, hey, it's black cherry now.
I was gonna crack a very off-color joke, which then turned into a very off-color joke, which was not meant to be. No, black cherry, I believe, is a cherry that is pickled but like fermented, because they don't pickle cherries.
Pickle anything.
But yeah, it's they come from how they storm for long periods.
Fucking fruit expert.
I may be completely wrong, but that's kind of what I always thought it was. Anyways, going back to the topic. So now that I'm gonna get canceled for hate crimes and shit, whatever.
Nah.
So going back to what I was talking about, so 9/11 was done because not getting into the conspiracy theory that the government, whatever. The enemy at the time, they wanted the most damage. Now, depending on who the enemy is, they would want a tactical advantage. And this goes into the training I was talking about. Like, most likely, places to attack.
Yeah.
If we're talking about an enemy that was attacking us to invade, take over, so on and so forth, they should go for it, just like Japan in World War II. They knew this. Let's take out the military structure. Let's take out the command place, our area. Makes sense? That's why they took out Pearl Harbor. They weren't attacking the civilian population for high numbers.
No, they were trying to take all the ships out.
Attacking for a tactical reason.
Yeah.
When we were up in Washington, I believe we had this conversation when you were up in Washington about where we worked would be a very tactical place to get. And that was actually when one of the Kim Jones from North Korea was testing missiles, first started testing missiles. And we were all concerned about the nuclear capability. And it came out that he could leave Washington.
I mean, it's a viable option.
To me, that was a good tactical. That is a good tactical hit. I'm the watch list. I'm talking about tactical in the United States, but
we can't put this on the air because we're giving out fucking secrets that everybody already knows.
Yeah. No. It depends on the enemy and what they're attacking. Now, if they really wanted to take us out, what they would want to do, I really sound fucking out there right now. EMP.
Yeah.
High altitude nuclear blast. Line of sight drops all electronic cars, phones, power, everything.
Yeah.
That would be, if they're going for a tactical advantage, the more likely scenario than just dropping a straight nuke. Unless they don't have the
capability. Yeah. I mean, in theory, that would be a good viable option because America and its technological advances, like what you were saying with all the cars running electronics, everybody depends on electronics, the internet, everything to do everything. It would be very detrimental to society, and it would grind not just America, but Canada, South America, all those things to a halt. Because, like, for me, example, I live in an apartment right now. I don't have another source of getting food. People that have houses normally don't have a garden to sustain their way of living unless they go to the store or whatever. So, I mean, that would be the most viable option.
Well, it's not even just the general population I'm talking about. Did I freeze up again?
You did, yeah. Go ahead and repeat that.
Oh, okay. So it's not even the civilian population I'm talking about, though, the general populace. You are still on the ship that you just pre-comped, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How much of that ship is electronical?
Not all of it. I mean,
okay.
But the thing too, though, the way that you can get around it, if it's turned off, I don't know that much about EMPs, but if it's turned off, it shouldn't have any impact unless it fries the circuits for it. But we could come up on ship's power and be all right, I would imagine, but I don't actually know.
So it fries anything on or off, and then on top of that, I'm not going to jump into the weeds about it, but it would, depending on shielding, because there is shielding for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know at what extent they do it in the military, and I don't really want to get into that.
Sure. Yeah, no.
It's all properly shielded. Everything's good.
Sure.
That's where the tactical advantage comes in as well, because anything in the line of sight, and I'm talking EMP blast at like 10,000 feet or whatever. Like, think about being at 10,000 feet and looking at the line of sight.
Yeah.
That is a very large area. So, but yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to think about. And I know I'm very passionate about it. Again, that's what I went to school for.
Yeah.
So I have done several of the jobs I've done.
Yeah.
Come a long way from welding, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's fascinating. But it's funny, we've mentioned like Eagle Eye and, you know, Captain America Winter Soldier for this, you know, God's eye looking over thing. And it kind of reminds me, and I brought this up to you. So like in the late 40s, 50s or whatever, there was a huge influx of like alien movies.
Yeah.
You know, you had like The Day the Earth Stood Still, original like Mars Attacks, all that stuff, right? Yeah. Or War of the Worlds.
Yeah, it's all the
all that stuff.
Like what we were talking about, it's all the cinematic, whatever the fuck the word is, grooming that is going on to make people feel normalized to being able to see all that stuff.
Yeah. So do you think like maybe this falls into that with, because I mean, it's been what, 10 years or so, probably a little less, that all those movies came out. Just, you know, one kind of right after another, because there's more than one. There's more than like Eagle Eye. There's more than the Minority Report and the Winter Soldier. Like there's a bunch of them. I just can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. You go on Netflix and you search Minority Report and it's not on there because I was trying to watch it. But there's a whole bunch of movies with the same concept with AI watching over us, loose quotation marks. And I mean, you could even bring it back to whenever your favorite movie, The Terminator, was made, because it had Skynet, and Skynet was what?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, Skynet was a military program to, well, it wasn't an Overwatch program, but it was a AI to manage all that stuff. Yeah. So like,
no, I mean, it's definitely, I definitely think there's some type of grooming going on, whether it's aliens or monsters or the socialist type thing that's going to happen. And that's one of the things like I was looking into, and I don't know if I sent it to you, but it was called The Great Reset. Of during the pandemic, there was a group of world leaders that got together and started talking about how the pandemic COVID could be beneficial for the world to reset the population, and the healthy people would survive, and it would kind of bring everything back to a normal. And I mean, you look at any of these type of movies or the things that we've talked about before, like I know that me and Lucas talked about Sweet Tooth. I don't know if you've watched that on Netflix, but it was kind of animal DNA kind of jumped into human DNA to weed out all the diseases that humans were getting. And, you know, could that happen? I mean, possibly. I mean, COVID came from a bat and it jumped across to the human DNA and started infecting everybody.
Whoa, careful with that. I just talked about how to attack America and everything, but you know, you're really going to get in trouble if you bring up COVID theories.
Hey, man, I know that the government just ended a 90-day classified, what do you call it, investigation on how all this stuff happened in Wuhan. So,
did you see that thing with, I think it was Jon Stewart, and he was talking about where COVID came from?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it, but
And like everyone... Oh, everyone attacked him. It's fucking hilarious. He's like, huh. So COVID started in the same place where there is a
infectious disease laboratory. Yeah.
But yet when you ask about it, they're like, a bat, a pangolin spit into a turkey's mouth. And like the name of the disease. It's like Jon Stewart on that Oliver Guy show, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up.
If you check it out. But yeah, he got scrutinized for that, about how was like conspiracy theorists and so on and so forth. And then like a month later it was like, oh, this actually might be a possibility.
Yeah, man. Like
it's insane. Yeah. Insane.
Nobody knows where this COVID virus came from, but they want to have all these speculations. But yet it has the same name as all the other diseases and flus that have come through, whether it's swine flu, bird flu, the SARS-2, XYZ, whatever. But yeah, no, it's bananas.
And that's the insane thing. Is in the beginning, everyone was just like, oh, well, this is a bullshit vaccine because... You know, how did they create a vaccine so quickly? And I was like, well, COVID is a SARS disease. We've had SARS for years. I wonder if they've been working on it for a while and just tailored it to this current strain.
And it brings it full circle back to the conspiracies of the whole thing being just a big vicious circle. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. And that, so you've got Hal from the Space Odyssey 2001 watching over us. The government sent out a mass text, so they're
able to access all your phone information.
Watching us over our phone. Yep. We can be tracked because of the chip in us from the vaccine. We're being told by the media that this is all normal. I'm good. We're good. I don't know. And that's what makes these conversations fun. We don't know. We really do not know.
I mean, you don't. And anybody can put anything on the internet.
Oh, anyway, yeah. What did Abraham Lincoln say? It must be true. I read it on the internet. Everyone listening right now, we don't know what actually is going on. We are two dummies. I put that in quotation because my last rant about the title of this thing. And we're just having fun kind of talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I went over to my buddy's house.
Don't take us verbatim.
Yeah, no. I went over to my buddy's house, and I was murdering chickens because he had like 130 of them that he was processing. And that was like the funny. He said that like the funniest thing was you saying that you're going to get a letter from my lawyer talking about how this is called Two Dummies in a Podcast. But we're over here talking about like quantum physics and conspiracy theories and deep diving into all this other nonsense that we talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. And then here I am with my fucking dick and fart jokes.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. You got to keep it funny somehow.
Funny. For sure.
But no, are you on the TikTok?
I do not have the tick nor the talk. Yeah, nor do I have the Instam or the Gram.
Yeah, I know that. Or you're just on the Facebooks.
I don't have the snaps.
Yeah, nothing. Me neither. My wife sent me a TikTok the other day. I wish I could had the capabilities to bring it up on the video, but it was this girl who went over to her friend's house, right? And her friend, and I'll use loose quotations, a dude she was sleeping with, and she had to poop. Mm-hmm. And so the scenario in this, I want you to put yourself in this scenario. If you had a cat, okay. If you had a cat, and a girl came over to your house and she needed to poop, but then she shit in the litter box and you found it, what would your reaction be?
Okay, so why is she shitting in the litter box and not in the toilet?
Because she's too embarrassed to poop at your house, so she's shit in the litter box. I don't know.
Hey, I have to go to the bathroom real quick, and you go take a shit and you flush it.
Yeah, but like, what if you have to go in after that and there's fucking fecal matter everywhere?
Okay, well, so I'm German, so my first question is...
why not the cup?
Why did you not shit on my chest? I like the scheisse on the chest. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay.
I would be very... the relationship wouldn't last much longer after that, but it's your fact that, like... like, obviously, she shows no common sense, like... Do you think so? I'm reversing this on you, Uno reverse.
Okay.
Like, what would be more offending to you? Like, you going into the bathroom where there's a shit smell, where the shit smell should be, or her shitting in a box and kitty litter? Hey, cats, don't cover shit smell so much.
No.
So now you're stinking up the whole house. And then you have to actually clean that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, common sense, range of thought. Yeah. No. I'm done with you. Get out of here. Not in litter box, on chest.
Wasn't there like a Christian Bale movie where he was some serial killer where he used to go to a prostitute's house and like sit on a glass table and watch girls poop on him?
No, the only Christian Bale movie I can think of where he's a serial killer is
Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho.
Yeah. But there is some movie that I watched where there is a serial killer that used to go to like a prostitute's house and like
bless you. Bless you.
I'm not done.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done saying it. I'm done saying it. You're not getting any more bless yous.
Yeah. It's not COVID. I just sneeze a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. Maybe the mechanic, but it's been so long since I've seen that. And
it might be the mechanic.
I don't remember where he doesn't sleep. But yeah, no, I don't know. We'll see where this all goes. I'm feeling it's going to be nothing. It's going to be one of those that they think is a good idea and gets trashed, but I don't see it going anywhere. Is Space Force running this thing? It never said in the article.
No, it was the Army. I don't know what the Space Force actually does. I want to transfer my last 3 years over there and just kick it and pretend to go to the moon. But I did see an article. I did see an article where they're like recruiting people to go to Nevada to live in this 3D built replica to train to live on Mars for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's been going on.
Found out about that like this week.
No, it's supposedly the first group going to
Mars.
Yeah. Remember when that came out and anyone could volunteer? This happened when we were up in Washington.
When you came out? I don't remember that. I didn't know that you came out of the closet.
No, not when I came out. I'm still deep in the closet, other than with you.
Yeah.
But no, they came out and said, we're setting up a mission to Mars. We want volunteers.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
To inhabit, start like terraforming and say, yeah. I volunteered for that.
Did you really?
I did.
That's hilarious.
My rejection letter came very quickly. My parents still have it.
Do they really?
But yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, I volunteered for that. Apparently, they don't need an alcoholic ex-welder.
No.
Which I'm kind of shocked on.
Yeah, there's no booze on Mars. I mean, I don't think they would give you booze or enough booze to last you a year. Like, I think that would take up too much room on the rocket.
Yeah, with my habit. Yeah. Can we send a second rocket?
Like, this is just unmanned. This is Troy's subsistence for the entire year.
It consists of Marlboros and Jim Beam.
And Trulia, if you want to be a sponsor, Marlboro, Jim Beam, or
Trulies.
And Trulies, black cherry flavor only.
If you want a sponsor, I'll take any flavor. I'm not picky because they're all delicious
and somewhat nutritious and FDA approved.
Yeah, that's actually supposed to be coming up here shortly, too. Speaking of FDA approval. We're going off on tangents of things that we shouldn't be talking about. That's coming up here shortly too.
That's what I hear.
FDA approval of the vaccine.
That's what I hear on the internet.
And yeah, other things that go with it. Well, so in the beginning, they actually talked about timeline for approval, and according to what Pfizer and Moderna said, we are coming up on that timeline. So, facts, not facts. I mean,
who knows?
Only your magic ball will tell.
So. Yep. But, all right. Go shake your magic 8-ball. Find out what's going to happen. If you got any feedback, we'd love to hear it via Two Dummies Instagram. You can find us at Two Dummies Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, Twitter. Wherever you're at, just drop us a line or shoot us an email at twodummiespodcast@gmail.com. Be glad to talk about whatever you want to. And once again, Rad Troy, sorry you didn't bring your bike with you to Fort Worth and while you're doing your top secret investigation. But it's a pleasure. It's an honor. stay cool out there.